And this is WAMU 88.5. I'm Natalie Irv-Lifker. Susan Stamberg, the first woman to anchor a national nightly news broadcast and often remembered as one of NPR's founding mothers, died yesterday. She was 87. But before she was transforming news radio at NPR, she developed her craft here at WAMU. WAMU's Justin O'Neill has more.
Before Susan Stamberg was a name and a voice with national recognition, she began her pioneering career in radio at WAMU as the station's first full-time producer. She started in January 1962 after months of persistent phone calls. Here she is in 1966 at an event commemorating WAMU's fifth anniversary. Stamberg is reflecting on her earliest days at the station.
WAMU-FM wasn't very old then, and as far as radio and I were concerned, I was still in swaddling clothes. I was dazzled and terrified by that enormous array of buttons and switches and cords and cables with strange words written on them.
Despite being initially daunted by radio's technology, her love of words and stories made listeners feel bonded to her. Stamberg worked alongside students at WAMU and developed many of the ingredients that became central to the sound of public radio. Shortly after being hired as a producer, Stamberg began hosting the WAMU shows Kaleidoscope and Viewpoint Washington. She recalled being hooked on radio.
And from that night in January 1962 until I left the station in January 1966, the surprises, the franticness, and the excitement in the air never stopped.
She entered journalism at a time when men ruled the workplace and sexism was standard. Stamberg told a story about not really knowing how a female news anchor should sound on the radio, because prior to her, there weren't any.
I even, when I started, tried lowering my voice because there was no role model for me except men on the radio doing news. So I spoke like this, like an idiot. And so someone there, a powerful person, who was really the person who thought up All Things Considered, Bill Seemring. And he finally said the two most important words that were ever said to me in my life, be yourself.
And she brought her sensibility and perspective as a woman to the stories she covered. She's remembered by colleagues and friends for her empathy, as well as her courage to cover what she knew was important to mothers and families.
So-called women's stories, I reject that. They're human stories, and they are stories about family.
In an interview with WAMU's Murray Horowitz in 2023, she told the story of how a conversation with her son inspired her coverage of the Challenger explosion in 1986.
We talked to Fred Rogers, who was Mr. Rogers from television. Every time there was some awful tragedy when the space shuttle exploded, that was my first call, was to him. How do you talk to the children about this? Because there was a compassionate human being speaking to issues that affected the men and women and children who were listening to us. To make room for that in a news program, that certainly was not being done at all in those days.
NPR Weekend Edition host Scott Simon remembers Stamberg as a journalist who had an implicit understanding of her audience and how critical it was to bring more than just the news to the American public.
Susan recognized the fact that if you're going to have a continuing relationship with people, you shouldn't just play one note. You've got to have the light and the dark and the loud and the soft, and nobody did that with more finesse than Susan.
Stamberg is survived by her son, Josh Stamberg, and two granddaughters. For WAMU, I'm Justin O'Neill.